today on Codebin Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to, I guess, what we're calling Origin Story. We're going to be a bunch of people that are going to get together and create this little podcast mini-series about what it's like redesigning a web application. So the redesign we're working with here is Sparkbox helping CodePen redesign CodePen. And we're doing that process kind of out in the open, and there's a URL where you can follow along with the process and learn about how it all went down at codepen.csparkbox.com. Maybe that's where you found this podcast, maybe not, but that's definitely going to be the home base of it. And there's a bunch of people involved in this project. There's all of Team CodePen, and then there's the team at Sparkbox that is that's everybody who works for CodePen and a small number of people who work for Sparkbox. So I guess we'll kind of introduce everybody. Maybe we'll start with Melissa. Melissa Taylor is the project manager on this team. Hi, Melissa.
Hi there.
Yeah, we'll start with I'm Chris Coyer, the co-founders of CodePen, and I'll introduce the people on Sparkbox. So let's do that first. That you just heard from Melissa, and we also have Jeremy Lloyd.
Hi there.
And Katie Kavalson.
Hi.
Yay! That's the team who the three people we're primarily working with at Sparkbox, and then the team CodePen is myself and Tim Sabat, who's not on this podcast at the moment. But as the episodes move forward, maybe we'll bring him in for the relevant things. But we do have with us Alex Vasquez with us today.
Hey there.
Yes. So there's five of us in this room. Sorry if that gets a little confusing. I'm sure we'll do our best to identify who's speaking and stuff like that. But we thought we'd call this one Origin Story just to set the stage. Any little mini series like this probably should have some explanation as to what we're doing and why. This is one part of an open redesign. So one of the ways to kick this off is like, why redesign at all? I guess if you've never heard of CodePen, it's kind of a front end kind of coding playground. There's all these social features and stuff, but the heart of it is that you go to CodePen and you can write HTML, CSS, and JavaScript in the browser and see a result of it. And so that's the editor component of CodePen. But to save your work, you have an account and you sign up for CodePen and you have a profile on CodePen and you can follow other people and they can follow you and you can comment on each other's stuff. You can write blog posts on CodePen. And then part of the fun of visiting CodePen is that there's a homepage where you can explore popular content, see what the popular things are on CodePen and browse all the different types of content that are available there. And not all those things kind of were released at the same time. There was the editor at first, and then there was browsing popular pens, and blogging came later, and we have a job board that came much later, and there's all this type of stuff. And never have we stopped in the history of CodePen's process and just been like, we're gonna kind of reconsider this. And what clicked for me at one point in our history is that Katie, who's on this podcast and talked with us, is kind of like, you know, it feels a little bit like things just kind of have been slapped on through the history of CodePen. There's never been like a stop and reconsidering the content. It's just like, here's a new feature, slap it on. Here's a new feature, slap it on. And I agree with that assessment. So it came time to be like, we really have been feeling the need for a redesign for a long time. So how can this work out? And Katie, we worked together on some like minor components of CodePen redesign at some point, right?
Yeah, last year you came to me and said, hey, we have this really cool new page that we want of the design patterns, trying to encourage people to use CodePen to find cool UI patterns for a design resource, which I thought was really cool. So we worked together to make a nice looking page within CodePen's kind of current design parameters, and we had a lot of fun doing different animations with SVGs and things like that, and we kind of just had a lot of fun working together. And through that was kind of like, oh man, I'm just really itching to crack open this whole thing and rethink everything.
Yeah. That was cool. So the URL for that is codepen.io/patterns, and that's largely Katie's design there. We kind of worked together on that, and that was before I think you worked for Sparkbox at all. So that's kind of the connection of how this happened, is that I kind of knew Katie and knew that she's a good designer, and then at some point you moved back to your home state of Ohio and started working at Sparkbox.
Correct.
I don't know if you feel like covering that at all, but it is kind of like you work there now.
Yes.
and like, you know, wouldn't it be nice to work with a designer that you already know, who've already literally had experience with before, and Sparkbox just happened to kind of have the capability for it. So I think maybe you talk to Rob or talk to somebody. Or should we start with like what Sparkbox normally does, and maybe we'll take a moment to cover Sparkbox stuff.
Yeah, so we do all web design and development. We do websites and web applications, and this was something that we kind of focused on in 2009. You know, before that, we were kind of doing everything. We were doing a lot of branding work and some marketing kind of stuff, and decided, hey, let's start focusing on web design and responsive web design. So that's kind of when we started doing that, and you know, we've been doing that since, and we've been kind of trying to just share what we learn along the way.
Yeah, pretty cool. So 2009, and how many people are at Sparkbox like right now? Do you have a number?
We have 26 now.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of it's large in my opinion, but probably in the great scheme of things, kind of a medium sized agency.
Yeah, we have three apprentices here right now who we run apprenticeships that are 6 months long. So we've got three here who are kind of wrapping up their apprenticeship. And we usually have two or three in-house at any given time. So,
Cool. There's quite a few Sparkbox people are kind of known for being at conferences and giving talks and giving workshops, and education is kind of a big part of what you guys do, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think I said in 2009 we started doing responsive web design. I should correct myself. In 2011 is when we sort of transferred into that and started really focusing on the web. And when we started doing that, we really made the decision to try and be thought leaders in the space. You know, responsive web design was really new. And we just made an effort to share on our blog, you know, kind of what we were learning as we went, and really kind of being open. And we hold a lot of meetups and being involved in the community and all that stuff. So that's just kind of carried into what we do now. And then a couple of years ago, we started Build Right, which is a series of workshops that we do. We did the first year. We kind of held our own kind of separate conferences. Actually, Katie was at the first one that we did in Cincinnati.
That was the first we ever met.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
And then we eventually started doing, we did like a big like Midwest tour a couple years ago, and there was a lot, you know, it was hard. It was a lot of logistics and things and planning. It took a lot of time. So we decided to start to try and do them in conjunction with conferences, and that's worked out really well. So I think we have six different workshops now that we do.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty great. I think the larger point of how this happened is that it's you guys have made a name for yourselves. Thus, I've heard of you. Thus, I've been at conferences with other Sparkbox people, and I'm aware of the quality of work that you do. That probably attracted Katie to go and work at a company that does cool stuff like this. And there's just a lot of like ways that we ended up kind of knowing each other. It's kind of like no surprise that we ended up working together because of all those connections.
Yeah, exactly. It's been cool just to meet people, and then you see them again at conferences, and you're speaking with them and just kind of builds those relationships. And I think that's a great thing about the web community, that everybody's learning, everybody's sharing. And there's this kind of shared, you know, you're in this together kind of thing, which is cool.
Yeah, I like that vibe too, that there's a lot of problems to solve. So let's be real open about it. Yeah, and code pen is kind of a part of that story, but I guess we could get into that later. There just happens to be a lot of sharing that happens on code pen. As far as like straight up, what we needed the most help with at code pen was visual design, you know, and is it true that it's kind of just largely you and Katie who focus on that at Sparkbox, or is it more separated than that? Or
yeah, so Katie and I are you know, kind of the full time designers on staff now. We definitely hire front end developers who have design skills. So a couple of our front end developers actually have design degrees, and then a couple of them are more focused on the programming side. But we definitely you know, there's at least two or three who can, you know, basically could pick up a site and design it too. So Katie and I work closely with them, and so, you know, there's kind of a bigger team of designers. You know, we like to refer to front-end developers as designers too, because they're making decisions in the browser that affect design. And so, yeah, it's a little bit more of a gray area as far as like who's design, who's development. But that's really how we work too. You know, design and development go hand in hand, and so there's a lot of overlap there.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll revisit that subject as we move forward here, because as it happens in real time here, we didn't record this podcast on the first day we started this project. I'd say we're, you know, half-ish way through this as far as like having it be absolutely 100% done. So we're kind of we have some insight into the future as to how this thing is going to be going down. Yeah,
I was gonna say, it's interesting that you brought up like, we largely saw this as a visual design problem from the perspective of CodePen. And in our early conversations, that's definitely what you and Tim and Alex talked about. Like, we want this to look better. And then from our perspective, and when we started and started digging into the research and discovery and all of that, we were like, whoa, we see this as way more of a user experience problem than a visual design problem. So it kind of... the problem evolved over time into not just being like, we're going to reskin the product and make it look nicer. We're going to rethink the whole thing from the inside out.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So that's very true. That in the early days, I was like, I need to work with somebody who's a better designer than I am, because I happen to be the designer of CodePen. Pretty much every single thing that you see on the current version of CodePen, minus the design patterns page, is me. And I just don't consider it necessarily one of my strengths. So in the early days, when I was thinking about this, I was like, maybe we should make it our first hire. You know, I think me and Alex, Alex can probably attest to this. It's for quite a years now. I've been like, that's the first person I would hire is a good designer, because my confidence in that arena is low, and my confidence in building what a designer gives me is high. So it like seems kind of like dream first hire, but we're just not there yet, you know. Like, maybe we will be soon, you know, that's a topic for another day, but we're not ready to hire a designer at the time this project started. Another option is, oh, I don't know, troll Dribbble and find somebody who is a designer and just try to hire a freelancer, you know, somebody who does design for it's not like we chose not to go that way. It's just that the Sparkbox connection thing was so strong. And so I think in the early days, it was kind of like, Katie, you were kind of into this idea, right? You like kind of wanted this project.
Oh, absolutely. Like, just kind of asked. So fun. I was like, please just let me do it.
And now you get to do it at work.
Yeah. Well, so that's kind of like an interesting story too. Like Jeremy mentioned about our kind of unique design and developer relationship at Sparkbox. We're trying to get more design projects and design focus because we have a really big and strong and awesome front end team. And hey, we have some, I would like to think, cool designers as well. So trying to get into more of the design space in addition to the front end space, that's kind of where this project has uniquely fallen into the fitting nicely into how Sparkbox wants to grow, and also how CodePen wants to grow. So stars just kind of aligned to be beneficial for everyone.
Yep.
That's a great point, Katie. We love projects like this. And plus, you know, like we're all users of CodePen too. You know, like we have kind of like, you know, we set out at the beginning kind of determined what kind of users there are of CodePen, right? So we, I think we have a little of each here at Sparkbox. You know, I've dabbled a little bit on it. I do use it a lot for browsing. And then we have kind of the power user here too. So, and that's the kind of, you know, projects that you love to work on too, is the ones that the product you really love and that you use and that you believe in, you know? So that was really cool too, on top of the, you know, the chance to really take something from the beginning and work on the design and the UX of it.
We should put that in the theme song, that kind of like product that you use, a product that you believe in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
That little sound bite.
You could put the testimonial on the new homepage. Just people believe in us.
Yeah. Even the people who work on it. Pretty cool. So we kicked it off. So it's the kind of the powers that be at Sparkbox approved this project. We can talk more about that in another one. What the kind of the dealings there was like. But another cool thing about you guys that you have more experience than we do with like the process of design. Like you had some ideas for what the steps could be like, and you have project managers who can guide us through that process. But did you, right at the beginning of this thing, could you picture how that was going to go down? Like, because you've done other projects like this in the past?
I was just going to say, we sat down, Chris, you came through Dayton, actually, and we met with you here at our offices, and you kind of gave us some goals for what you wanted to do for the site. After you left, Jeremy and I sat down with Katie, and we came up with kind of a general plan. Like, this is how we could see it going, but we really wanted to do an in-depth research phase first and then a kickoff. So it was kind of almost like two planning. Like, we came up like, okay, this is probably how we would approach it, came up with a rough project plan. And then, like you said, Chris, we went into some really in-depth research and kind of refined it as we went along based on what made sense and what the design needs really were once we were way more involved in the project.
Mm-hmm. So it was, there's probably some things that you always do. Like, there's probably some level of stakeholder interviewing and research and stuff. And then some things that are unique to this one. And when a project kicks off, there's definitely some like, all right, well, how are we going to do this?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this project was a chance for us to kind of try some new things and push further in even the research phase. I mean, that's kind of been a place where we've identified we'd like to do more and be more diligent and be able to spend some more time there. So this was a chance for us to do that, and which we loved. And, you know, as far as process goes too, I mean, we're always tweaking our process, and sometimes, you know, and it's different for every project too. And so we try to find that balance between, you know, being disorganized and, you know, doing things that are new that are going to improve our process. So this was a chance for us to really go at stakeholder interviews and user interviews and really kind of hit those hard. And also kind of for us internally to measure, okay, how much time does this take to do, you know? If we're gonna adopt some of these new practices to all of the projects that we do in the research phase, you know, how much time does that take? How does that affect billing and what we charge and all that stuff? So that it's been useful for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I think so. If people are really interested in the process, that's what that codepen.csparkbox.com is probably the best at following along, because it's chronological. So you can see what was it like at the very beginning, what were the very first steps, including the things like, you know, research phases like Jeremy was talking about, and what were the results of that research and how was that research conducted and that type of thing. What was the kind of the data that we gathered from it?
I think
that's all available. Yeah.
An interesting part of all of that was it involved the three of you a lot as well, where, again, you kind of had an idea of what this redesign could look like, and we had an idea of what this redesign could look like, but really talking to the users and getting a lot of that research is what helped inform how we were going to tackle it, what we were going to tackle, why we were doing these things, and it kind of opened up all of our eyes on both sides to what this project is actually going to look like.
Yeah. There was some very eye-opening moments, I have to say. Like, one of the kickoff meeting was a particularly awesome thing. I mean, you guys put a lot of time and effort into that and kind of guiding. It was kind of a full day of work. Well, and I happened to be in Dayton, like Melissa said, and then we kind of Google Hangouts in Tim and Alex, and there was like a packet, guided the day. There was a keynote presentation with a bunch of data in it. It was quite the day. But perhaps one of the most beneficial parts to me was the fact, or it was the moment where literally everybody in the entire meeting was doing sketches, and they are focused sketches on like what can you imagine this part of the site being like under these circumstances or whatever, and then all six of us would look at each other's sketches, and it was wow, it was like whoa, this is crazy. And you know, there's moments where it seems like the most conservative among us made the most wild sketches of like, really, that's what you think that this could be, that's crazy. And some of us, you know, maybe the bigger thinkers ended up drawing fairly conservative sketches and stuff, and that was quite the surprising moment.
It was like a really interesting conversation, I think, just to see the three of you kind of interpret that, like where you're like, Tim, I didn't even know that you like cared about this CSS style guide, and he's like, oh yeah, I do.
I know, shocker. Who knew? I guess that's why we have to talk to each other more.
Yeah, that was one of the most interesting takeaways. Is a Sparkbox came in and talks to all of us individually, and we talk almost every day as a team. And what's interesting is when you talk to us all individually, you got a very different perspective on what we were trying to get out of this redesign. And the entire time I thought we would have exactly the same idea as to what we wanted from the redesign. So it was really interesting to have Sparkbox reflect our opinions and then share them with us, with each other, because it really changed, like, oh, maybe we're not on the same page all the time.
Wasn't there like a game show in the past where like they asked married couples questions about how their spouse would answer that question? And it was like the whole drama of it is that they were wrong a lot of times.
You're like, you thought I liked roses?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We should say that this is just the origin story. This is the deal. Our plan is to talk about this redesign and how it's going down and different parts of the process. We are, you know, this is open to some feedback too. So get in touch with, you know, we'll make an easy way to get in touch with us about this if people have ideas of what they want to hear about. But we were kind of thinking that doing this chronologically might be a little boring, just because the website itself is already kind of an exploration of the chronology of this. So maybe instead we will kind of pick a topic each time. I could imagine topics like research, like what exactly, how did this research go down and what different types of research had happened? What was the data like? How was the data collected? That type of thing. That would probably be an interesting one. I'm interested in the project management angle to this. Like, what is that job like, and is it what are the tasks involved with keeping us on track? I think that's pretty valuable to all this, and isn't talked about enough potentially. All kinds of topics. Surely we can fill a mini series with this stuff, but might as well be your ideas too, dear listener. Tell us about your ideas too. And you know, I think probably 30 minutes is a good time to hit for this. You don't need to listen to us ramble for hours about it probably. So is there anything else we want to talk about in the origin of this? I didn't mean to, that doesn't have to be a wrap up thing necessarily.
But. I think, one more detail about our fun working relationship is you planned with Ben Callahan, our president, the CodePen Sparkbox party at Converge like a while ago before the redesign ever even happened. And that just happened to fall in between, like in the middle of the redesign. And that was a really fun thing for us to all get to hang out after working together, too.
Right, because we were kind of going to do that anyway. Like, it really wasn't a redesign party. But it kind of turned into one in a sense because we're working together. So why not, you know? Or it made the party kind of make more sense anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we realized we didn't get a photo together. So
Oh, yeah.
We're excuse yeah. to get together again, I guess.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. We'll probably have a wrap up party, certainly when it's all finished. Like I said, I don't know, maybe it's not correct, but I think of it as about halfway done because at this point right. in time, as we're doing this, there's a lot of design work done and less of the getting it live on the site done. So how the tech of this of getting this done, it could be a whole episode too, and we'll get Tim in for that because he's done some interesting work that is probably worth talking about. For example, we're able to work on this redesign with a kind of a live database, which is probably not how most redesigns get to happen, but because we have a cool DevOps guy, it can happen. Which is
sweet.
Yeah.
The other thing that's interesting about this too is that, you know, we're working with you, Chris, who, you know, you're doing the development on it. And so you're the client and the developer, which is kind of cool. I mean, it's been cool to have conversations, you know, you giving feedback to us and then also giving different kind of feedback that's more, you know, well, we can't, you know, we want to watch the, you know, the performance here, you know, and have that feedback from you as also the, you know, the client and the developer has been interesting. It's been good.
Yeah, it's just, we have no choice. Too small of a team. Maybe I'll redesign in 3 years. I'll just be the, I'll go to the meetings, but I'll have kids that I can point at to do the work. Maybe. It seems unlikely though. Yeah. And part of that, you know, part of the party and the kind of the public face and the fun and education of Sparkbox is, I mean, I just happen to know Ben. Ben is the man around Sparkbox, but it's been interesting to me how, like, he really is like, the like, we haven't, maybe perhaps on purpose, haven't really worked with Ben at all on this project, right? He's just the, maybe on purpose, you know. I feel like that in the early conversations, I had to talk with Rob about the, you know, how this is in the early stages going to go down, because Ben's like, I'm too close to this.
He has given his thoughts, like, behind the scenes, maybe not in our meetings, but
yeah,
he's looked at our designs and he's a huge CodePen fan, so I think he wanted to try to stay, let us do our work without having too strong opinions.
Yeah, because that could be tough, right? And you guys, you know, maybe we can save some of this for the research one. But the people who raised their hands to be interviewed are often, like, for lack of a better word, super fans. You know, they're like, they're the ones who most want to talk about CodePen. But that kind of biases their opinion.
Yeah, it was interesting because we're like, what don't you like? And they're like, it's great, I love it. Like, no,
nothing is perfect.
Leave it alone.
It. Yeah. No. We did hear don't change it several times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, don't change it too much. I love it. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And some people were, I think, afraid that, you know, the kind of like direction or purpose of the site was changing too. So there's definitely concern there. But
I could see that being worrisome. They're like, we need to get an agency in here. So I just can't find any more places to put ads. You know, I need somebody to shuffle some stuff around.
We need to make you a brand. We're going to take over your Twitter.
Right.
You're going to have promoted tweets.
Yeah. Not a marketing agency, turns out. Sparkbox, not so much.
Our new tagline, Sparkbox, not a marketing agency.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. So send us your topics that we'd like to talk about. This is our first one, so they will get, surely better. Not that this was a problem at all, but you know, podcasts, they really hit their stride in like episode 4. So anyway, hang out with us and we'll bring you more about what it is like and how a kind of major redesign goes down. Until next time, folks. See ya.
Seven, six, zero, three, one, eight.